Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we're pleased to welcome back our dear friend Ashley Taylor. Ashley stops by to talk new music and anything that she's been working on since the last time that she dropped by the show. And as usual, I've got my a lovely and talented a co-host slash colleague slash friend slash thorn in my side, Emily, with me. Hey, girl.
Hi, and I was expecting that. It's been a while since I've heard you call me the thorn in your side because we haven't been on the show in a few weeks. So I actually
It's been a while.
It has.
But you love it, though, don't you?
Yes, I'm really excited to have all your interview show on Wednesday. Hashtag shameless self-promotion, guys. Cody, so, you know.
What do you say we bring on today's guest?
Probably a good idea, because they did not call to hear us talk.
Hold on just a second. And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Ashley Taylor to the show. Hey, Ashley, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I don't know. I actually think, by the way, Emily, I think people are here to hear you guys talk. I don't think anyone tunes in for me.
Is it just people?
I think they're wrong,
Matt. They're to hear us. Yes, maybe not tune in to hear us ramble. That's why nobody ever called the General Hospital recaps on the weekends, because it was literally Cody and I fangirling over it slash talking about the people we hate for an hour, and people were like, yeah, whatever. But we had fun.
It was a mess. before we, thanks again for stopping by the show, Ashley. It's been several months since the last time you were on. It's been a few months.
Yeah, I think just a couple of months, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe about three months or so? Or is it longer?
It was back in June or July, something like that.
Oh, okay, awesome.
I'm not bad mistaken.
It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it has.
It doesn't.
Wow,
really.
Time is flying by.
But yes, it has. Now, before we get into it today, as we were talking off air, you've been a busy woman this past week, haven't you?
Yes, sir. That's an understatement, but don't worry, I'm more than happy with being kept busy. We had a busy week. I know on the 29th, we basically debuted my debut single on radio. And it's really great. You know, I'm very grateful. We debuted the single on radio, and it's like people have been blowing up my phone. They've been blowing up my social media. They've been emailing, texting me, calling me, just telling me that they love the song. A bunch of radio stations across the country want to go ahead and, you know, start playing it, which is awesome. They're putting it in their rotation. So we're just trying to, like, get the word out there, get people to listen to it. I'm going to have it up on iTunes for sale in a few weeks. I've been a very, very busy woman. That is an understatement. Yeah, it's so much fun. You know, it really is. Right. Like, it's exciting because it's like I remember, like, the day I wrote the song. And then I remember, you know, I mean, just going through recording it and everything. And now it's like, you know, you see it take life and you see people, like, enjoy it. And so it's like, I mean, I haven't really slept at all this week. I've just been so busy just, you know, dealing with radio stations and all the, just trying to, you know, I want to respond to every single person that wrote and said something about it. And just, you know, let them know that I hear them and I appreciate it. So, yeah, I've been a busy woman, but I'm so excited. I'm running off of adrenaline.
And speaking of the single, it's called A Play Like Ken, speaking of the single.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me kind of how the story behind the song.
Oh, yeah, it's actually a funny one. For the listeners that maybe don't know who I am or know that much about me, I'm basically a female lead guitar player. And so if you ever come to a show or if you follow me on social media, you know, you'll see me just kind of, you know, riffing solos and whatnot. And I was in Knoxville
one day.
Which are awesome,
by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's just proof that I just sit in my room and play guitar all day. So I was in Knoxville this one night, and I was playing a show. And Knoxville, Tennessee, I get off the stage, and this guy came up to me, and he just turns to me, and, you know, it was a little bit awkward, but I know he was trying to pay me a compliment. But he was like, "You're really pretty." And so I was like, "Oh, you know, thanks, thanks, thanks." And he's like, "But you play guitar like a man." And so, I mean, I never heard that before. You play guitar like a man? I mean, okay. And so I just start, like, laughing. I just think it's hilarious. And turn to him, and I'm like, "Well, I guess I just look like Barbie and play like Ken." And just, you know, kind of laughed it off and walked away. And then that night I got in my car, and I was going to be heading back to Nashville. So, you know, it's about 2.5-3 hour car ride. So I get in my car that night, and I just start, like, beating on my steering wheel as I'm driving. And just, like, you know, just I was just thinking, and I was like, "You know what? I'm just going to put my life story in a song right now." And so, yeah, so I literally wrote the song. I wrote the verses and the bridge and everything on a car ride from Knoxville to Nashville, Tennessee. And then a couple days later, I went into a co-write with one of my good, good friends, Jason Terry. And I, like, played him what I had. And I was, like, you know, just kind of hanging out and was like, "Hey, man, this is what I have." And so he heard it, and he loved it. And I didn't have a chorus. It was the only part of the song that I had not written. And it was, I mean, it's a very important part of the song. So so Jason was kind enough to go ahead and help me figure out what the chorus should be. I mean, I think we honestly finished it in, like, 20 minutes. Like, it was probably the quickest co-write ever. Yeah, so that's how... Yeah, so that's how the song came to be and came to life. So
that is pretty cool.
yeah, it is pretty cool. I like it too. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say, Nashville's an awesome town, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best. I've lived in a lot of different places, and this for sure tops it. There's no doubt in my mind. It's everyone here is very kind, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never be bored. It's a big community. I love it here. It's amazing.
You know, I actually have a family that lives about 20 minutes south of Nashville, and I go up there pretty much every chance I get.
Mm-hmm.
But just being around all the music, there's nothing more or there's nothing better that I like to do. Then I drive up and down Broadway with a window down.
Yeah, absolutely. Heck yeah.
I just love it.
It's,
you know.
Yeah, no, there's nothing like it. It's a blast. It is a blast.
And,
so much to do.
I don't remember exactly when it was, but our show at the Wild Horse, maybe back in April or March or something like that. But that's probably my favorite place in Nashville right now.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's a pretty cool club. I'm supposed to go dancing there in a couple weeks, so maybe we'll run into each other if you come
cool.
on down. But yeah, it's fun.
Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I did kind of have a question for you since you mentioned social media. How has social media impacted your career to this point?
Oh, wow. To be really honest, it's impacted it in a really big way. When I first started, I just love people, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know me or if you've met me in person, you'll know that I'll, like, talk your ear off. And I like knowing about people.
Me
I like
too.
Knowing how they're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's same way. So social media has been so impactful because it's like, basically, I've been able to build a lot of relationships with people. And then just my fan base is always just continuing to grow and grow and grow. And it's amazing because they're so loyal, if that makes sense. If I'm like, you know,
right.
guys, we're doing this or we're doing that, everyone just hops on board. Everyone's just like, "Hey, you know what? Like, we got your back. We're going to support you."
Mm-hmm.
Social media, I think, is huge. And I don't think that's just for myself. I think that's for any independent artist out there today that is not, you know, indie, meaning not signed by a label. you know, things like this show, you know, what you guys do for us is a huge help. It's a huge support. Social media, just word of mouth and fans. Like, I mean, this is really how we're able to do what we do. So thanks not only to, like, social media, my fans, but for you guys, just for having myself and other artists come on the show and help talk and promote us. We really appreciate it.
You know, and I'm going to say this again, I'm probably going to tear up. But, I'm probably going to tear up. Because
emotional. We're up here in this marriage. He's the emotional one. Actually, I'm emotional too, but, like, he's, like, he cries more than me. Like, I just don't cry in public about it. Like,
oh my God, the other night?
Like, about things.
A quick story for you, and I'll get to what I was going to say. Remind me never again to watch a video of Rachel Platten singing Fight Song to a cancer patient right before bed.
Yeah, he texted me. It's like 9:40 at night. He said, I just watched this video, and I'm crying. And I'm like, you're such a dork. Why did you do that?
Crying.
You knew it was going to make
worse.
You cry. You literally read the title of the video and said, this seems like a solid idea. So, like,
yeah. Ugly crying at its worst. anyway,
yeah.
What I was going to say is that I have so much respect for y'all and what y'all do as artists it's a joy for me to be able to do what I do with the show and be in some small way part of helping y'all achieve your dreams.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all you do. Appreciate it.
You know, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you ever need anything from Amiriam, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, thank you.
I'm in this for life.
She's like, I'm a lifer. Well, thank you, guys. Yeah. That means a lot. And vice versa. You have my number now too, so yeah.
I know. So we're all in this forever because we have each other's phone numbers. And like, once you get someone's phone number, you can stalk them forever. So
exactly, right?
we're all committed to. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna switch gears just a little bit for a minute. Mm-hmm. I know that you said off air while we were talking that you were all about Christmas too, so we should totally talk about Christmas, guys. Who's not excited?
Totally.
About that?
Totally.
Okay, so what is your favorite thing, like your favorite part of Christmas, and like what is your favorite tradition that you like have to do in December?
Oh boy, favorite part about Christmas. I like it because it's just real family oriented. You know, since I moved out here to Nashville, I'm 3,000 miles away from my family. So I'm excited because every Christmas I get to go home and get to see them. So like this year I get to go home to Bakersfield and get to see my family and my friends and hang out with them. That's probably most important. I'm excited just to celebrate the birth of Christ and just, you know, just see loved ones. Tradition-wise, we have a lot of traditions that it wouldn't be Christmas without, you know, mom doing these things. We normally will, you know, like, you know, we serve the homeless. We try to, like, you know, on Christmas Eve, that's always a big tradition. Reading from our Bibles. We'll go shooting sometimes. And then we'll drink lots and lots of eggnog. I don't know. There's just so many things we do. Well, like, I have a lot of siblings. And so, like, we'll sit and, like, decorate cookies together. And we'll do all kinds of stuff. It's fun. It really is my favorite time of the year, though. You know, just the music. We'll, like, sit and play carols and stuff together. It's just fun.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm, like, all about it. Like, I'm like, let's do this and this and this. Like, I'm, like, a little child when it comes to Christmas. Like, I wanted to go to the mall so that I could, like, see Santa, which sounds so lame because I'm, like, an adult. But I also, at the mall here, they changed the carousel from, like, horses to reindeer, which I am
so
the greatest thing ever. So I was like, we have to go back to the mall because me and my mom went one day, but we didn't stop, obviously. I was alone. I wasn't riding by myself. Like, if I'm going to look like an idiot, I'm going to take a friend. And so I was like, we have to go back just so I can ride the carousel. I don't care how old I am.
That's awesome.
And then I told my grandmother, I said, you have to go with me and ride the carousel. She said, fine, but you can't put it on Facebook. It's like, okay, I won't put it on Facebook. That, like, doesn't exclude, like, Twitter and Instagram, so stay tuned, everyone. But
true.
I just love Christmas so much, and I, like, love that everything smells like cinnamon. Like, honestly, that's, like, one of my main things. Like, it smells good, and we get to eat whatever. And
yeah.
Cody, do you want to share with us while we're at it?
What?
Want to share what you love about Christmas with us?
Oh, yeah. one thing I look forward to at Christmas is, this is sort of funny, it's become a slight tradition between me and my cousin to play a three-game series of Madden football every Thanksgiving and Christmas. So it's sort of like a rivalry there. You know, he beat me last Christmas, but I got him this past Thanksgiving. So that's sort of a rivalry between us.
And I hear about it all the time. He's like, you know it's coming. And I'm like, you go. You do your thing. Because I think it's so funny to me because, to me that's hilarious. Well, and Cody and I, we've made a pact this year. So last year, he sent me a present, but I didn't know what it was. Okay, I didn't expect mail. He didn't say he was sending it. So I opened it when it came to my house because, hey, I got mail. It has my name on it. So I opened it, and I was like, oh, guess I wasn't supposed to open that. This was like the 10th of December, maybe. So like, oh, well. And then I sent him his, but since the mail was slow, it was late. So I guess our tradition is like not having our presents at the right time. Here, it's gonna be the right time this year. Like I'm gonna send it in like 2 days, so that it is there, and you're not allowed to open it, even though that's what I did. And I won't open it this time. But that's like our tradition, like apparently screwing things up.
That's funny.
Now, I know you said you're originally from Bakersfield, California, Ashley, right?
Uh-huh, from Bakersfield, yes,
sir. You've been a long way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you ever been up to Yosemite National Park?
I have, yeah. About twice in my lifetime. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I love
it. It is
that
so
place.
Beautiful up there. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my entire life. I went there maybe last year or 2 years ago, one of the two. We took about 6 days, and we saw all of the Major League Baseball stadiums in California. I'm talking the A's, the Angels, the Dodgers, everything. As part of my... A goal to see all 30 major league stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. So
that's
we did
amazing.
That. And as of now, I'm 29 years old as of now, and I've seen 24. So.
Wow.
So he's pushing it real close.
Real close, yeah. Here's a question, though, because my favorite thing in the world is a Dodger dog. Did you eat a Dodger dog when you went to Dodger Stadium?
I did. I had to.
Okay. Good job.
Not
only does he go anywhere, but when he goes everywhere, he eats their food.
That's
the thing.
And there's another thing that I do. I don't. Well, except for the Dodger dog, I don't get the normal hot dog or whatever. You know, I'll research and find out what food is specific to that area, and if they serve it at the stadium, I'll get it. So
smart.
And then he calls me and brags about how good it was. It was just all there. Like every time, he's like, "Guess what I ate?" And I'm like, "Stop."
In Kansas City, oh my God! In Kansas City, we had the best. It was like a bratwurst, like a six-inch brat, covered in fried macaroni and cheese and scallions. Oh my God!
Okay, first
it was
of all,
just
that
heavenly.
Sounds really nutritious. But second
it was
of all, that sounds like awful for your body. Like, It's a good thing you don't eat that every day, because that would kill you real quick. Like, if that was your everyday food.
Probably true.
Can you imagine? That's like a heart attack on a bun, okay?
I'll tell you what is a heart attack waiting to happen. I will tell you. Up in Canada.
Boy.
In Toronto, actually.
What's called
a poutine. It's fries and brown gravy and cheese curds. That is a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Too, and I was like, Cody, you're going to kill yourself at a young age.
Because
that does just not sound nutritious to me. Funny how I don't see the nutritional value in a brat covered in macaroni and cheese that is deep fried. You know, I don't see the nutrition behind that, but if you say it was good, I believe you.
It was delicious, though, seriously.
I believe you. It sounds interesting.
Anyway, back
to the subject at hand. So I don't think that we ever asked you this, because I think that we just thought of this question a few months ago. So if we already asked you, you can give us the same answer. But if we didn't, if you could duet with anyone ever, which is totally off subject of what we were talking about, who would you pick and why? And you can pick more than one if you can't pick one.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, you said who would I duet with?
Yeah, who would you sing with?
Ooh, you know what? There is a lot of people, but I think it would be really cool to do a duet with Kacey Musgraves or Brandi Clark.
Love her.
I would love to write and cut a song with them. I'm a huge Claire Dunn fan right now. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she, girl can play guitar like crazy.
She can.
I would love to have a guitar duel with Claire Dunn, and I hope she's listening, and she should so call me, because we should have a guitar duel. Yeah, I would love to have a guitar duel with Claire Dunn. And then, you know, Loretta Lynn, honestly, would probably be the top. I don't know though if I could sing. I don't get starstruck at all. But, if I was, in a room and Loretta Lynn walked in, I don't know if I could sing. I would probably just, pass out, or say something silly.
I'm the same way, and I'm not necessarily, the biggest fan of her, but, I would still die, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it
was
totally
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash, too. That would be really legit.
And I've heard you play guitar, actually, and there's one person that I think you would have an epic guitar battle with, and that is I don't know if you've heard of this person, but Lindsay L.
Actually, I was talking to her the other day. Yeah, we were having a conversation. Yeah, we may be doing a guitar duel. Maybe it could easily happen. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm trying, because I've seen you play guitar, too. I see all your, Instagram videos and everything. I'm trying to think of someone who plays really good fiddle that could, combine with your really good guitar skills. But I can't think of anyone who plays really great fiddle.
I hope I don't upset her and say her name wrong. I don't know her personally. I just know of her. But Natalie, I think it's Stovall or Stovell.
Natalie Stovall.
The
Natalie Stovall.
She's an amazing fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
There's also,
I can't think of her name.
Yeah, Maggie Baugh, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's a great,
good.
Great fiddle player. Yeah, she's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you'd probably pass out from this, but I think a Charlie Daniels, too, would be a good...
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I was, trying to, bring it down to earth, because I was like, that would kill me. I don't know how anyone else would feel about that.
No, just Charlie Daniels. I've actually always wanted to do, to cover The Devil Went Down to Georgia and have, an amazing fiddle player. And then, because, you know, it's when the devil jumps in, it's this lead guitar part.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that, but I never met the right person to do it with.
Sweet.
So
you know,
maybe one of them will
do
that. That would be just so sweet.
You should make an Instagram video just doing, learn the guitar part and then, post it on Instagram. Just, because you can only post 15 seconds. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Put it on Instagram.
Yeah. There you
but
go.
They're actually, there is a band called Home Free, and I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're an a cappella group, but they're a country group, and they cover that song, and it is amazing. I will link you. I will tweet you after this. I just discovered them 3 days ago, and I'm totally impressed.
Mm-hmm.
But
really,
they do an a cappella version of Devil Went Down to Georgia, and the only like instrument is the guitar solo. I think they might have a little bit of fiddle, but I think that they're all a cappella, and then they're making the fiddle sound. But there might be a little fiddle in there, and then their lead guitar is in there. But that's it, and it's so incredible.
That's cool. That's so awesome.
I want to be in an a cappella group. Every time I hear somebody that sings a cappella, like a group, I want to be them. I'm so incredibly impressed by all of the groups that can do that because, you know, like me and my sister and my grandmother, we all sing and we all sing harmony, but we don't sing like that. Like, that's a whole other level.
Right,
so,
that's
like,
crazy talented.
We'll think that we're super good, like, when we get together with, like, an uncle or someone and, like, there's four of us singing harmony, like, four parts. We think we're so cool. And then I hear somebody like them, and I'm like, we got a long way to go, and, like, y'all are in your 70s. So we're going to have to get it together real quick if we want to go on tour.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny, though.
And speaking of a tour, I think you've got one in the works sometime next year, don't you, Ashley?
I sure do, yeah. We're going to start, looks like in spring 2016. Me and my band are actually going to be hitting the road, and we're going to be touring pretty heavily, which is really exciting for me. I'm so excited. But, yeah, we're going to be going, playing some shows here in the state of Tennessee, some local stuff, but also just branching out to, like, Kentucky, Alabama. We're looking at, like, Colorado, Wyoming.
You should come, and then you can have lunch with me.
I would love that. I would love that.
In Birmingham, so
okay. Well, then there we go. There we go. No,
see,
I would love that.
Everyone from the show, and I never meet anyone like because I live here, and even when I lived in Tennessee, I still was an hour from Nashville, which at the time I didn't drive, so I was like, it wasn't accessible to me. But Cody meets everyone, and I'm so jealous all the time because he meets all our friends from the show. So it's my turn.
Cody, you friend hog. Just meeting everybody, huh?
Yes, everyone.
I'd love to come to Birmingham and have lunch. I'd totally love that. And you can come to the show too. I'd love it. Love it.
I love that.
Let's do it.
I don't know if
that's what we're gonna do.
I don't know if you've ever played there, but there's a place in Nashville called The Row.
I have,
It's got some pretty incredible players, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Well, in Nashville, you know, everyone here is just so talented.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. But, yeah, The Row's a great place. And, like, I mean, you can walk down there any night of the week and just enjoy some great, great talent.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty legit. It's pretty awesome.
I was down there... the first week of October, I think I was down there, and it's another one of my favorite spots in Nashville. I just love it down there.
There
was a place like right outside of Nashville, about 40 minutes from Nashville, where I lived at the time, that we would sing, or Cody sang with me there twice, but before I tell this story, Cody, you can tell your story after me, because I know you have a story that follows this, but anyway...
Here we go.
And the band is so, it was so funny because individually everybody in this band is so talented, but it's totally like a come as you are in place. Like, you know, any given night it could be anybody. And so the band together is like a hot mess most of the time, which is totally fine because they're all awesome guys. Even though they're all talented together, since they don't play together regularly because it's always somebody different, they are, you know, kind of a mess. And my grandmother, I remember, they came to visit us, and we went there, and she asked me, she said, you were really good, but has this band ever played together before? And I was like, no. But it was so funny because, like, because they're all so talented, and, even, you know, they're all, like, pretty much for the most part, they were all guys who had retired or whatever, who just hung out there. And it was so funny because individually, like, they were all so great. And, like, they would play, like, one, like, when you were warming up, one of them would play with you. And they would be so good. And then they'd put it together, or try to put it together. And, like, some of them didn't know certain songs and the other ones did. So the other ones were like, just follow me. And sometimes, like, there were people, I could hear them behind me, like, yelling the chords at each other from behind, like, behind me. But, like, they were so good. They were just a mess together. But, you know, like, everybody there is so talented. like, I know what you're saying completely, because everybody, you know, that plays, they're so great, but together sometimes it's a little iffy.
Yeah, it takes practice.
Yeah.
I'll make this quick. I'll make the story quick.
No footnotes.
But I was playing, or I was singing at that place with M a few months ago. When was it, M? Maybe
April, maybe?
May or something like that.
Yeah.
May or something, I don't know. But anyway, we did George Jones, I Told You So.
Mm-hmm.
The
It's Randy Travis.
Not George Jones, Randy Travis, I mean. What was I thinking?
Okay, I was like, yeah,
we did
a song by that title.
we did Randy Travis's I Told You So. The Randy Travis and Carrie Underwood a duet of it. M got through the first verse and chorus fine.
You make it sound like Emily struggled through it. Okay, let's tell the story how it was. Emily slayed the first verse. No,
pretty much you did slay it. Anyway, Em got through it. It's perfectly fine. When it got to me, I started out okay, but then I just drew a blank. I was like, oh God, what's my next line?
He caught some speech right there for a minute, and I was like, because I told him I would sing the first verse because I don't know the second verse very well. So I was like, I was so thankful that the part he forgot was part I knew, because I just picked up, and then it like looked like we did it on purpose, which worked.
He saved my butt.
I was kind of like mouthing along with him the whole time, like trying to keep up just in case. And then like he forgot, and I jumped in, and he like immediately got back on it. But it looked like we did it on purpose. So I was like, they didn't notice. It's all good.
So sweet.
We always have to go throughout there.
She saved my butt.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm here for, okay? No, it's so funny around there because there was a ton of people that were there every week, and like a lot of older women or older men that would come in, they would like line dance. And I felt like, I was like, I just want them to finally dance for a song that I sing, because I would go like, you know, most weekends and nobody ever danced, and I guess they didn't want to like freak me out because I was like the new girl around or whatever, and so they didn't want to like distract me. And finally, like the last time I went there before I came here, like moved here, they were like line dancing for me. And I was like, I finally made it. I got the approval because they danced.
I know,
it was so funny to me.
That's great.
Well, 30 minutes is pretty much just gone by like that, hasn't it?
It has. What do you know?
We just sit here and talk about our business like people are, you know, aren't actually listening, but that's okay.
You know, before we wrap up and let you go, I wanted to thank you again for taking a little bit of your time to come on and catch up with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Like I said, it went by really fast, and thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, and really quick, can you tell everyone how they can find you online and how they can find your new single?
Absolutely, yeah. I have my own website. It's ashleytaylormusic.com. If you go on there, you'll find links to all my social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Feel free to go on there and find stuff out. And then we released my debut single, Play Like Ken, to radio, and it's going to be up for grabs on iTunes in just a few weeks, about maybe 2 weeks or so. So just stay tuned, follow me on social media, because I will give you a release date when I hear back. And hopefully they enjoy it, and hopefully they download it. And also, if you go to my website, you'll also see that we have some Play Like Ken t-shirts. And I know that, you know, Cody and Emily, we were talking this before the show. Just FYI, that when you all go to my website, when you buy any of my merch, like my t-shirts or anything, more than half the proceeds are actually going to help the homeless in my community, to feed them, get them off the streets, and take care of them. So if y'all don't mind and you feel like sharing a little love, go ahead and head over to my site and get yourself a Play Like Ken t-shirt. That, and they're cute, too.
That's cool.
So, I mean,
they are cute. Yeah. I saw a picture.
They're adorable.
I totally want one.
Thank you. thank you. I designed them. I designed them myself.
Oh,
so I'm glad you like them. That means a lot. Yeah, that means a
That's
lot.
That's awesome. That is pretty awesome.
Oh, and we will keep everyone here updated on the iTunes release date when you release it. We'll tweet it and stuff. We actually don't have another show.
Yeah. But
we have one more show this year. So
great.
We only have one more show on Wednesday for the whole year. But so we'll announce it on the show when we come back that they can get it. But for now, we'll just tweet it and make sure everybody knows.
Tweet it and Facebook it
every
time.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate that, you guys. Thank you so much. You're awesome. You guys are seriously great. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
We got you. You know, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You've got an open invitation to the show anytime. And if
thank you.
If there's anything at all me and him can do for you, just don't ever hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. That means an awful lot. I'll definitely come back and bug you guys another day. We'll just give your listeners we'll give your listeners a couple months break, you know, before I come back on. But
there you
but
go.
No,
well,
definitely,
we haven't
good to me.
We haven't talked in a while, so we need to go back to that because we used to text all the time, and I totally forgot to text you forever.
Yeah,
so
feel free. Anytime, girl. Anytime. Feel free.
You know, we both consider you a very dear friend, and I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I consider you family.
Aw, thank you. And I consider y'all that as well. You're like extended brothers and sisters. So thanks again for all you guys do and for having me. Yeah, we're just a big, happy radio family. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, thank you guys again. Thank you.
I think I'm going to I'll let you go, and I'll be definitely talking to you on Facebook, Twitter, or what else, okay?
All right. Sounds like a great idea to me. Thank you guys again for having me. It was great catching up with y'all, and thanks to anyone who's tuned in and has been listening to us talk about anything and everything. So thank you guys.
Yes. Christmas. I forgot that part.
All right. See you guys later.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you guys. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye. I'm just going to say this right now. Ashley's a cool chick.
She is, and I love talking to her. We used to text all the time, and I totally, forgot for a while to talk to her. So I need to go back to that because she's awesome. Okay,
she's
so
cool.
Really quick, I just want you to brace yourself because I have an awesome surprise for you on Wednesday that I think you'll think is super cool. It's not anything, super big, but you will think it's cool. So I'm really excited for our year-in-review show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited because, you know, we haven't done that. We haven't done a GH recap in forever, which we need to get back to because they're so funny. But
we will next year. Trust me, we will.
Yeah, this is us going back to the GH recap because it's a year-in-review, which is like a giant recap. But I do have something cool planned for you, so just wait and see.
Oh, Lord. This doesn't sound good.
No, it is. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. Anyway, do you want to... Well, we only have one announcement. We have two, actually, because it's January.
Two, but...
So you can go ahead.
I think I'm going to save that announcement for Wednesday. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you put it on Twitter. Everyone knows.
Well, yeah, that's true. Everybody that follows me on Twitter knows, but whatever, you know.
We should do that. You know, sometimes people, celebrities, they say things on Snapchat that they don't put on Twitter and stuff. We should start doing exclusive things only to our Snapchat story, where people only see it if they're in the Snap family.
I agree, we should.
Anyways, I can't wait for Wednesday. So Wednesday at 4:30, everyone needs to come back and party with us to celebrate the year.
And you're doing studio, so...
I am. I'm so excited. I get to, be in control.
You're
which means I get to do the
and
intro and which means I get to pick the music. This is awesome. Did you already pick
the music? I hadn't thought about that. Oh, God, I hadn't thought about that.
No, I get to pick the music, and I get to be in charge, and I get to run studio, and I get to surprise you and do the intro. This is awesome. Hey, I didn't run the studio into the ground last time, so...
This is true. You didn't. But yeah. I may
He's
be.
Like, you claim, you tried, but you didn't.
I may be biting off more than I can chew.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. I kind of. It was like something super exciting to talk about, but we're saving it to Wednesday because that's our year in review, and it's like super big. So.
Yes, we are. We are. I think I'm gonna let you go and just kind of wrap things up here. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
I'll talk to you later. Bye. I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Ashley Taylor. It's always so fun being able to catch up with former guests on the show and seeing what they're up to since last time they were on. And I will let y'all know when Ashley's new single Play Like Ken drops. So I think that's pretty much going to do it for the announcements. And I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.